Why do we exist? Were we created with a purpose? Or are we just here by chance? What are we to believe about life, faith, and worldview? Welcome to The Universe Next Door, focusing on answers to the questions we all consider. The Universe Next Door is supported by the C.S. Lewis Society, Trinity College of Florida, and supported by gifts from listeners just like you. Discover more resources and continue the conversation at apologetics.org. And now, your host, the research professor of Bible and theology at Trinity College of Florida, author and speaker, Dr. Tom Woodward.
Welcome to The Universe Next Door. We have a very exciting guest and sequence of events today. He has been in TV and movies for over 25 years. He's done Hercules. You'd know him from God's Not Dead, from Let There Be Light, and a couple other films. And his newest movie and documentary that's coming out called Against the Tide, which we'll get into. And you can find him at kevinsorbo.net. But Kevin, how are you doing today? It's an honor to have you on.
It's good to be here. It's actually 35 years now, but I wish I was
35 years.
I was 10 years younger, but the time doesn't allow that to happen. So
yeah. Well, I thought you were 35, yeah, so I didn't know that was possible.
It's been a long road, but it's been a great one because I love the acting profession. That's been with me for a long, long time, and thank God I'm still making a living doing it.
Awesome. Great. And Dr. Woodward, I know we've been looking forward to this interview and the big weekend coming up. So how are you doing?
Oh, I'm blown away that we have the one and only Kevin Sorbo with us. I love your movie, God's Not Dead. I love, you know, the Let There Be Light. I have absolutely, like, been on the edge of my seat, not metaphorically and literally, for every production that you put out. And to see just the trailer of Against the Tide just less than 2 hours ago, I was blown away. And I was saying to Dave Englehart, I think this could potentially be the single most powerful film discussing the evidence for God and Christianity that has ever been produced. And so that's what we are really amazed and shocked by, is the power that you have been able to gather together, the power of the evidence, the power of the life of not only Dr. Lennox, but C.S. Lewis. So Kevin Sorbo, tell us a little bit about your dream for this film. And just a kind of quick mention, this weekend, Thursday, Friday, and then Monday. So we're talking about go to the movie theater, bring a group, pack it out. We've heard great stories about how movie theaters are packed here across Tampa Bay. So share with us, if you could, your excitement, your vision.
Well, you gave a plug for my movie, Let There Be Light, that I directed. Thank you for that. It's a wonderful movie, and it's streaming on Amazon. So please check out Let There Be Light if you haven't seen it. Easy title to remember. It's one of the first things God says in the Bible. And you threw in God's Not Dead. But I got to tell you, I did a movie with Pure Flix, which I did that one. But my first one was called What If? And if you haven't seen What If, personally, I think What If's a better movie. Pure Flix, I think they're too young a company 10 years ago, and they just didn't do the best job of getting it out there. And it's really hard to get these independent movies out there in terms of publicity. I really rely on word of mouth because we don't have $100 million like Hollywood does to promote their $300 million Avenger movies. But please check out What If. But here, speaking about Against the Tide, it really was born out of the movie God's Not Dead. And the college professor that I play, and that I'm tormenting my student who has a belief in God, he brings up some quotes from Dr. John Lennox. And that's where this whole thing just really happened, where Stephen Huff, who came on board to produce and finance this documentary, said we need to do something to show the work that John has done as not only an apologist, but just as a great man out there. And John is a retired math professor from Oxford University. I believe he holds 5 different doctorates and speaks like 6 languages. But we spent 3 weeks filming in Oxford and 2 weeks filming in Israel. And let alone this being an amazing, amazing travel guide documentary for people who want to go visit those two places. John is just amazing. I actually play sort of the antagonist in this. I play the guy who asks the questions that non-believers would probably ask, the atheists and agnostics out there saying, hey, but what about this, this, and that? And John is so well-versed in this. I call this movie Apologetics for Dummies, like people like me. It's a wonderful place to go to get bullet points on how to defend your faith in an ever-increasing violent world towards Christianity, which I still have a hard time wrapping my head around it, why Christians are being attacked the way they are. But this journey with John, will answer so many questions that we people even of faith have and are fearful of defending their faith with. Please take a pad and paper when you go see this, jot down things, get the movie when it comes out in DVD and streaming, pass it around. Christmas is coming up. Bring it, everybody, get 10 friends to pass this thing out there, because it's an amazing educational look at how to defend your faith in the world of science. And it was an honor for me to be a part of it. And it was a huge educational experience for me as well. And John, really, he destroys, and I say in a nice way, his attackers when he debates guys like Singer and Dawkins and Hitchens, and he kills them with kindness and love and wit and humor and this little Winnie the Pooh kind of voice that he has. And it's just such a great, classy guy. So I hope people go out there. You mentioned, I got to get it out there. I'll get out as many times as I can. November 19th, which is coming up in a few days, the 20th and the 23rd, three Fathom events. Go to againstthetide.movie. That's againstthetide.movie. Look at the link, look at the trailer, and then put in your zip code. It'll show what theater it's showing near you.
Wow. Well, that's fantastic. And I know, Nick, you've got a couple questions you were going to ask. Let me just pop in. As I watched the opener, I was hooked. And, you know, and you talked about how this is great for beginners. I think it's great for the middle range, like people who have been studying their Bible for years. And it's great for kind of like, you know, apologetics junkies. Okay, yours truly. Because I was gripped by the 20 minutes you spent just opening up not only Lennox's life, but the story of C.S. Lewis. Yeah. So I want to do a shout out. I mean, that was brilliant. And I just thank you for doing that. And it was an inspirational moment. Just quick comment. Did your writers come up with that? Did you together? What made you think, wow, Lewis transitioned from atheism to theism?
Well, John got to see Lewis speak. Back when he was a younger man, and he said it was very instrumental in his faith and his journey in faith as well. Mm-hmm. And you know, I love what Lewis. I love his books. The man's an amazing individual as well. And I found it interesting for John to constantly go back to that. We actually met at the pub where Lewis and Tolkien used to hang out all the time. So that's how it opens, with John and I meeting each other for the first time, right, before we go on our journey. Not only through Oxford, but also heading down to Israel to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. I mean, it was, for me to be part of this, it was really, really an honor. And John and I are talking about maybe doing something down the road again. I hope we do. He's got a number of books that are coming out. He's actually writing a book right now based on this documentary. So that's going to be coming out very shortly following in the wow. footsteps of this. The DVDs and streaming will come right after these three screenings here in November. So, you know, really, we need to rely on word of mouth for people to sit there and support these things. Because as you mentioned, please go pack the theaters, because theater owners don't care what they're showing. They just want to sell popcorn and sodas. So please support these movies and get out there, and more of these movies will be made. Otherwise, you know, Hollywood's going to keep putting out what they want to put out. And we're trying to put out stuff that have a positive message about hope, faith, love, and laughter. And we need more of that redemption. We just need more of that, especially in today's world.
Well, today on the Universe Next Door, if you just joined us, we have Kevin Sorbo, who is a household name if you're following modern day movie actors. And we are just excited. We're beyond excited with the impact, the excellence, the sheer tsunami of information on evidence for God, evidence for the Christian worldview. And let me just bring in Nick. Nick Chowna, you are a rising in the area of Tampa Bay, rising star apologist. Let me just ask you, what would you like to kind of pepper our special guest, Kevin Sorbo, with a question or two?
Well, I noticed you mentioned it's difficult to get a Christian movie out in the mainstream. I remember when the movie Unplanned came out, I brought a whole bunch of people to see that, and you couldn't find the trailer on Facebook or Twitter or anything. They were taking it down and hiding it. And my question is, what is it like being one of the very few outspoken Christians in the Hollywood climate today? I'm sure that didn't get easier this year. But can you kind of speak to that, to our audience?
Well, number one, I'm really amazed at the amount of hate and anger out there. You know, we're losing our freedom of speech just by leaps and bounds every day right now. And it's crazy, the censorship that goes on. The whole idea of freedom of speech is to have differing points of view. And I got tired, I guess, of the hypocrisy within Hollywood. And about 10 years ago, when I did really my first faith-based movie, would have been What If? That was with Pure Flix. Same writers that did God's Not Dead and the same writers that did Unplanned that you just mentioned as well. Mm-hmm. And that movie came to me through Dallas Jenkins, who's Jerry Jenkins' son. Jerry Jenkins wrote the Left Behind novels. And by the way, another God thing, it's so hard to raise money for these movies, these, you know, $3 million budgets, which is basically the catering budget on a $300 million Pirates of the Caribbean movie. But, you know, we have to fight tooth and nail just to raise $3 million on movies that have great messages, have positive messages. And thank God, speaking of Left Behind, we finally raised the money for the next one. I'm directing and starring in the next Left Behind movie. We're going to start filming here early next year.
Wow.
So thank God that happened. But you mentioned Hollywood. Okay. My wife warned me about, I was getting more vocal on social media. She goes, this is going to hurt your career. And being a Christian and being a conservative in Hollywood is like being a double leper. And that's what happened to me. And I pretty much got banished very quickly. My manager said goodbye. My agent said goodbye, which is just sad to me. I don't harbor ill will towards Hollywood. Hollywood owes me nothing. But I find it sad that we've had this happen, that we can't get along. But when my movie Let There Be Light came out, it did very, very well opening weekend, opening number two per screen average up against a $300 million Thor movie. So Netflix took interest in that, and they called me in and said, look, we're thinking about opening an Inspirational Division. Well, I've had multiple calls with these guys over the last year and three, four meetings in person with them, and nothing has really happened yet. Because it's strange. It's like there's a weird ideology. If you're a Christian, they don't want to deal with that. Even though there's 80 million Christian households out there that want this kind of content. And I think Hollywood has to go back to remember it's called show business, not show. So look at the business side of it, Netflix and anybody else out there in Hollywood, and laugh at us silly Christians for our stupidity. But let me do the movies that I have. Let's work on these movies. And you can make a buck off our stupidity. In the meantime, I think we're going to save a couple souls out there by screening, showing movies like this, and hopefully we'll keep doing it. Another thing you mentioned as well is going to the movie theaters. A lot of people are afraid, Christians are afraid to say, you want to come to my church? Because people of agnostics or atheists, they go, that's all Christian people there. Don't be bothered. But when you invite your friends to movies, that's a whole different deal. It's a whole different ballgame because there's more independence in that, I guess, and there's less of a chance of them feeling they're going to be attacked by us Christians. They can sit and watch the movie, because I've had plenty of people of non-belief come up and say, you know, I saw your movie What If or God's Not Dead. I don't look at things the way you do, but I found the movie interesting and had some good points, and to me that's a win.
Yep. That's the idea of neutral territory, a neutral zone. Back to you, Nick.
Well, I was just going to say, if I could ask a question off of that. Now, obviously, you're out there making a big difference. John Lennox and people like this, they have a big platform, and they're able to reach a lot of people and really make a difference for the glory of God. What do you say to the average believer, the average listener, who may not have a platform? What can they do? What steps can they take to make a difference?
I think looking at movies like this, looking at documentaries like Against the Tide, I've got another one out there called Before the Wrath. It's the number one streaming Christian movie on Amazon right now for four straight months. It's a look at the book of Revelation. It's a fascinating look at it, another educational look. Look, we need to arm ourselves. We need ammunition to fight back the attacks that we have as for being Christians in this world. And a lot of people, a lot of Christians, I'm part of that people as well, that you get a little fearful about it all. And I think it stems from not feeling like you're educated enough. You know what? You are educated enough. But looking at these movies are also great learning tools to sit there and have that ammunition that we all need to battle for our belief against the non-believers. And I don't want to hit people over the head with things. I don't like doing that. And I get why people don't like, oh, you Christians, you think you're so much better than everybody else. And the reality is we can sometimes be the least forgiving people out there, and we need to be the most forgiving. We're called to harvest, but we're called to harvest in a loving and caring way. You know, it comes down to not looking at the speck in your brother's eye, but the log in your own. And we all have logs of our own in our eyes, and we need to get past that. I mean, I was told one time when I was about to do an appearance at a church, a guy backstage said, well, you better not screw up because the Christians never forgive you. And that kind of hit me. I said, really? I said, well, that's just sad then if we have that kind of way, because I'm perfect. I'm not a perfect human being whatsoever, and I don't claim to be. But thank God we have a Christ that forgives our sins. I mean, there's things that I've done in my past that I have a hard time forgiving myself. I know God has forgiven me and Jesus has forgiven me, but you know, I still kind of go, what a stupid thing to do, you know? And I think everybody has those moments in their lives that you regret what you do, but that's part of life. It's part of growth. It's part of growth and a person in their faith. Part of growth is a person in their beliefs. So, you know, get past that. God doesn't want us to live in fear. And trust me, fear is an amazing weapon. And we're seeing that played out right now in our world with COVID, with other things where governments at all level are trying to control our lives right now. And people are so fearful of doing anything that we need to get back to being people again and looking each other in the eye and not being afraid to walk down the sidewalk and people not just walk away. We got to get back to living our lives.
Amen. Let me just, again, repeat the name of the movie, Against the Tide, with us today on The Universe Next Door. None other than, I want to just a shout out and a five-star trumpet fanfare here, Kevin Sorbo. Kevin, your work in the movie theater realm has been beyond outstanding. It's been off the chart. I want to thank you for your efforts. Let me just bring us back into two points of evidence, if I could. You really took time in this movie, Against the Tide, is to me incredible. It is arguably the finest apologetics film I've ever seen in my life. And I think you pulled it off because you actually went in after an amazing intro. You went into the evidence itself and things like the fine-tuning issue, but especially in Christ, the I'm holding in my hand Gary Habermas, the scholar who's developed this minimal facts argument. And now the whole scholarly world is really taking a second look at the notion that there was rich eyewitness evidence. I mean, like a catalog of eyewitnesses. Tell us what you took away in your development of the movie and shooting it. Why are you more impressed, let's say, now than ever about the eyewitness evidence for Christ as having been raised from the dead, the ultimate proof cap, if you will?
Well, I think you just kind of said it. I mean, what's interesting to me is what John said, too. We were walking through a very old cemetery in Israel. And John said, you know what? I said, what? He goes, there's no Jesus buried in here. There's no body. There was no body to bury. The amount of people that witnessed the crucifixion, the amount of people, the disciples that met with Jesus three times after he was crucified, before he went up to be with his father. There's so many stories. There's so many eyewitnesses to this to prove that he was resurrected. No other religion in the world has a resurrection. Even atheists, scholars, agnostic scholars, all admit Jesus did exist. There's too much information out there. There's too many people have written about the man that they do not deny that he was out there, that he did exist, that there was this man named Jesus. And the fact that there was no body afterwards makes it even all of that far more interesting to me. I tell my atheist friends all the time, I say, you know, why do you have a belief in God? I mean, science proves that it's not. I go, science doesn't prove there's not. Show me where science proves that there's not. You know, we live in a time right now where people just want to do a label or just say, it's science. Okay, how is it science? Prove to me that it's science. I look at the world and go, okay, look at just our world by itself, let alone the stars in our universe and the millions of galaxies, billions of galaxies that are out there in the infinity of space. Forever and ever, really? Okay, and that just happened? You cannot get something from nothing. Prove to me how you can get something from nothing. All you got to do is look at the houses, buildings. Somebody built it, right? Just like somebody created us, created the world that we live in now, created this universe. And it wasn't you, and it wasn't me. I don't care what you want to call this intelligent design out there. But something started all this. And to me, yeah, maybe those questions that we can't answer, they'll be answered on the day we finally die and go to heaven. But the reality is, you will never disprove to me that there isn't something out there that created all this. And John Lennox does such an amazing job of explaining and going through these things. You just want to absorb what this guy says and have that battle. In this movie, Against the Tide, you will have those bullet points that you'll feel so much more comfortable defending your faith with. So please go see this movie. Once again, it's againstthetide.movie to get information.
Yeah, Nick Shelton, one more quick question, then I may have a question if I can squeeze it in. I know we're running close on our time.
Yeah. Now, I was just going to say off of that, there is a tendency, especially in today's climate, to just think it's either God or science. And this is not the way it was until recently. I mean, Isaac Newton, for example, was a devout Christian, and so were so many others. But don't you think current scientific findings today are really encouraging for Christianity in the case for Christ?
Oh, and that's, John will talk about that. Trust me, he brings it up. He talks about how math works in with the existence of the world, the not only the world, but the universe. And he talks about those things. All I can say is that to meet John, because I'd always heard of him, and I'd gone online before I even knew we were going to do this, to see some of his debates against Dawkins and Hitchens, and was fascinated by the way he would handle himself. And my wish is really for every atheist and every agnostic to go see this. Go see it with an open mind, open heart. Just watch it. And let's fight back all the anger and hatred and divisiveness we have in the world that just seems to be this giant black hole that just seems to get worse and worse and worse. We need to find a place where we can have neutral judgment on each other, I guess I want to say. We can disagree with each other. That's fine. We don't have to get to the point where we want to kill each other or hate each other so much, because it really saddens my soul to see what we're doing to each other in this world right now. There seems to be no option for anything except the freedom of speech to go away from our point of view. And I see it all the time. Look, I post on Twitter, I post on Facebook, and I'm getting censored. I'm getting shadow banned. I'm going, oh, I post the truth. I apologize for posting the truth. Forgive me for that. I guess people love the lie. And what is the lie? The lie lives in the dark. The people don't want light. They want to live in the dark. And that's just something we have to keep kind of fighting against right now.
Yeah. Well, this is a triumph film. And if I can just say this, hearing Lennox talk about and even showing some glimpses of old footage of him as a kid, in high school and then at Cambridge University, but especially him as a brilliant mathematics lecturer, bringing up Christianity behind the Iron Curtain, when the force-fed atheism had just dumbed everybody's mind down, and to see that he's been doing this for 40 years is mind-blowing. And I would just say, if I can just do a shout out, that Kevin, your achievement here will just reverberate globally, and it should be the top priority task of every Christian. Either go see it this weekend. If you're hearing this on Thursday, go Thursday night. If you're hearing Friday, November 20th, Friday night, or Monday, even Monday showings, now that they're booked out, a lot of them on Thursday and Friday, but give it a try for Thursday, Friday, or Monday. But just a final word from Kevin Sorbo, Hollywood actor, but also apologetics professor of the day. Final comment.
Yeah, you know what's interesting? You brought that up about John, what he's talking about, and you talk about communism, and you look at what communism has done to countries and socialism, the destruction of churches, the destruction of God. When people get down to the lowest, most hopeless and helpless place that it can possibly be. You know the fastest growing two countries right now for Christianity, what they are? China and Russia. What does that say about the destruction of faith, the destruction of hope? My wife and I wrote a book together. It's a follow-up to my book, True Strength, and it's called True Faith. And I hope people go check it out. Go to kevinsorbo.net and get an autographed copy of it. It's really embracing adversity and living in God's light. And we're all going to hit those walls in our lives, guys. How do we react to that roadblock that makes us look a different way at life? So thank God for people like John. Thank God for this movie that was put together. So I hope people will check it out. But we need to find a way to fight back and get back to a moral, strong, value-living lifestyle, because it's destroying our world right now.
Thank you so much, Kevin Sorbo. Back to you, Nick.
Awesome. Well, it was an honor having you on here. Great interview. We're really just grateful for what you're doing and the hard work you're putting in, literally going against the tide. But please make sure you go and check out that movie, and don't just watch it yourself. Bring somebody with you. Bring an unbeliever. Bring a family member, a friend, maybe even somebody from church who's on the fence. But bring somebody with you to see this movie. And Kevin Sorbo, thank you again, and we hope you have a great week.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Kevin.
Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to The Universe Next Door with Dr. Tom Woodward, sponsored by the C.S. Lewis Society and Trinity College of Florida, and supported through the gifts of listeners just like you. To gather resources, continue the conversation, and support The Universe Next Door with your financial gifts, go to apologetics.org. That's apologetics.org. And join us again next time as we continue to seek the truth about life, faith, and worldview in The Universe Next Door.